Morning, everyone. So, interesting halacha when it comes to Birkas Kohanim, to the duchening, is what disqualifies a Kohen from going ahead and going up there, right? So is it the same things that would disqualify a Kohen from serving in the Beis HaMikdash that doesn't allow the Kohen to go up and duchen? And then the answer is probably not. And so the question is, therefore, how do we decide when a Kohen can and cannot go up? So the biggest question that arises is, let's say a Kohen has a blemish of some sort. And so the biggest concern with a blemish is that all the people in the congregation will see that Kohen, and then, again, you're not supposed to be looking, but okay, you do look and you see that guy and you get very distracted or you can't really pay attention. So would that be permissible? And so the general rule is that as long as the person is well known in the community, for the most part, even if he has some sort of a really unsightly blemish or the like, it seems like we're relatively lenient because of the fact that no one's really going to be staring because everyone expects it. The big question though nowadays is a lot of people like to wear those fancy colorful socks. And so a Kohen that goes up there with the fancy colorful socks, is he allowed to duchen? And so the truth is that ideally it's really not the best thing to do to duchen in something like that, because it will enable the congregation to stare and look and say, what in the world's wrong with that Kohen? And so therefore, as a result, we try to tell a Kohen who is going up to duchen not to wear the fancy socks. Again, better to wear those socks than no socks, but at the end of the day, one should be wearing relatively tame kind of socks. When it comes to other things that might disqualify a Kohen from duchening, so one of the other big questions nowadays, unfortunately, is let's say a Kohen kills someone. And so, again, for many years, this was relatively irrelevant. Most Jews are not going around killing people, but nowadays you have many Kohanim who are in the Israeli army. And so if a Kohen kills someone in the army in particular, so what's the halacha? So let's just speak about it a little bit more broadly for a second. If a Kohen who's crazy and he decides to just kill someone on the street, if it's on purpose, so it's unclear exactly if he's allowed to duchen. There is a major machlokas in that matter. If it's an accident, then most people agree that as long as he can repent for it, then it's okay. But what about in the context of the army, which clearly it's on purpose? And so most of the poskim, or Moshe Feinstein in particular, rule that as long as it's clear, it's self-defense, you're in the army, this guy's going to kill you if you don't kill him, so then it's obviously permissible for that Kohen to go ahead and duchen because he had no other choice. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hananim, and Akash, and